The Supreme Teaching. Prologue. To Janaka, king of Videha, came once Yajnavalkya, meaning to keep in silence the supreme secret wisdom. But once, when Janaka and Yajnavalkya had been holding a discussion at the offering of the sacred fire, Yajnavalkya promised to grant the king any wish, and the king chose to ask questions according to his desire. Therefore, Janaka, king of Videha, began and asked this question. Yajnavalkya, what is the light of man? The sun is his light, O king, he answered. It is by the light of the sun that a man rests, goes forth, does his work, and returns. This is so in truth, Yajnavalkya. And when the sun is set, what is then the light of man? The moon then becomes his light, he replied. It is by the light of the moon that a man rests, goes forth, does his work, and returns. This is so in truth, Yajnavalkya. And when the sun and the moon are set, what is then the light of man? Fire then becomes his light. It is by the light of fire that a man rests, goes forth, does his work, and returns. And when the sun and the moon are set, Yajnavalkya, and the fire has sunk down, what is then the light of man? Voice then becomes his light, and by the voice as his light he rests, goes forth, does his work, and returns. Therefore, in truth, O king, when a man cannot see even his own hand, if he hears a voice, after that he wends his way. This is so in truth, Yajnavalkya. And when the sun is set, Yajnavalkya, and the moon is also set, and the fire has sunk down, and the voice is silent, what is then the light of man? The soul then becomes his light, and by the light of the soul he rests, goes forth, does his work, and returns. What is the soul? Asked then the king of Videha. Waking and dreaming. Yajnavalkya spoke. It is the consciousness of life, it is the light of the heart. Forever remaining the same, the spirit of man wanders in the world of waking life and also in the world of dreams. He seems to wander in thought. He seems to wander in joy. But in the rest of deep sleep, he goes beyond this world and beyond its fleeting forms. For in truth, when the spirit of man comes to life and takes a body, then he is joined with mortal evils. But when at death he goes beyond, then he leaves evil behind. The spirit of man has two dwellings, this world and the world beyond. There is also a third dwelling place, the land of sleep and dreams. Resting in this borderland, the spirit of man can behold his dwelling in this world and in the other world afar. And wandering in this borderland, he beholds behind him the sorrows of this world, and in front of him he sees the joys of the beyond. Dreams. When the spirit of man retires to rest, he takes with him materials from this all-containing world, and he creates and destroys in his own glory and radiance. Then the spirit of man shines in his own light. In that land there are no chariots, no teams of horses, nor roads. But he creates his own chariots, his teams of horses and roads. There are no joys in that region and no pleasures nor delights. But he creates his own joys, his own pleasures and delights. In that land there are no lakes, no lotus ponds, nor streams. But he creates his own lakes, his lotus ponds.